The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on a Monday. Yeah. The 25th of March, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, right here in KCNR land, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, you're out of the gate this morning.
We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Get ready for that because, one, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. The other is you can enter into winning your own American flag from the Flag Center this Friday. Yes, that's right. We're going to do that again this Friday at 8:15. So we'll say that you can enter and get your name and your phone number, and somebody, some lucky person is going to get that flag. And it's a beautiful flag. Okay, Christina, good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Thank you so much for bringing flowers. You know, this woman, can I just do a shout out? This woman, Christina, who we call our Ukrainian princess, you know, has come to, has come back to Reading, has worked, with us now for, is it almost a year?
It'll be a year and a week.
A year and a week. Time flies. But, you know, Christina is just a beautiful artist at heart. She has a love for art. She's the kindest person. If you went to the Barbie show, you saw this beautiful woman, you know, videotaping that. She does incredible chocolates and charcuterie boards and just has an eye for art video work. And we love her being here in our family. She takes it very seriously, which is lovely. And we were talking about this earlier about, you know, because if our parents' generation, Carl, do you remember your father never called in sick? My dad, one time my dad did not go to work, and that's because the horse, he had an accident with the horse that sliced open his throat, and he almost died. But that was it.
Horse cut his throat with a knife. It was one of the best fights that were out there. Yeah.
That's a joke. But
in where you were up in the mountains back then.
Yeah, but the generation of that generation, you heard at my uncle's funeral that his son said he never saw his dad ever miss a day of work. And so as we go in our generations, you know, people stay home because they don't have the flu or they have the cold or whatever it is. And so Christina, who, you know, just is of the, my parents' generation, that unless I'm in the hospital, I'm at work. I just love that. That inspires me.
And which is true. Okay.
Thank you so much.
When did you, What national day we have there?
National Medal of Honor Day.
Oh! Okay, National Medal of Honor. There are 65 living recipients of the Medal of Honor still. I think there's one that's 99 from the Korean War, but he's the oldest. And the youngest, I believe, is like 30 at this point. So maybe a little bit older than that. So he's 65 left. And do you know the night that, or the day that, of January 6th on the inauguration day, all of the Medal of Honor winners, recipients, get together in D.C. for a dinner. Can you imagine that? And in every instance except President Obama, the president goes there that night, and Obama skipped it.
And I'm not sure.
It's the first time.
Yeah.
No, he knew about it.
And there were a lot of people there that, in the military, that because we heard about it here at a veterans event. And they were really, what I'm saying is that veterans were offended.
Well, they should be. I mean, the first time since it's the first time in history that it happened. I think he went to the next year. Maybe it was one of those things that he just didn't understand that it was important. He'd never been in the service. He didn't know anything. They were trying to learn. I'm giving him an out on this. Anyway, now, what's the weather look like?
Okay, 66 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're looking out your window this morning or you're going to be stepping out, it is beautiful with mostly sunny today and a high of 60. Well, here, if it's 66, how can it be high of 64? Maybe I looked at that wrong. Anyway, overnight lows of 41, sunny tomorrow with a high of 66. Maybe that's what I was looking at. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with overnight lows of 46. Now, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it looks like we've got showers ahead of us. Wednesday will be about 55, and Thursday 55, and Friday 56, and those showers throughout the day. What I hope does not happen is even with that wind, because last year we lost all of our peach buds, and we have found that in the last 4 or 5 years it's been a fun thing for us to put up our peach freezer jam that we make and give away at Christmas. And last year we only had like 6 peaches because, you know, of course the spring came and then the winds came. Now, I don't know, maybe they've held on long enough.
Like they've held on.
Right. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In Anderson, the Kinney family, it's a veteran-owned business where they give a veteran and a senior discounts. 365-3793.
Can you believe the rain Saturday?
Oh, and the thunder.
And the thunderstorms and the lightning and the hail. We got some hail.
Remember,
I wish
that I would have put our plants, even with that wind, put the plants outside, because when it thunders, I don't know. Maybe somebody who's a plant expert and they listen, and they're listening.
I know.
Makes your plants. I mean, all of a sudden we woke up and it was like, did our ferns, like, you know how they curl at the top? They're like, yes. So, I mean, I want to take my house plants out when there's thunder or lightning and just put them out there in that rain.
Okay. Our birds of paradise are going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Do you know, this is what gardeners Linda and I are. Are you ready for this?
Speak to
somebody
yourself.
Somebody gave us a plant. And we put it in, it was green, and it would, you know, grow a little bit every year. And we had it there for several years. And then one day we looked at it, and there's a bird of paradise on it. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
We had no idea it was a bird of paradise. Nobody mentioned it to us. We don't know those things. And all of a sudden, we had a bird of paradise and two little brothers. The next year, we had 5 or 6 of them. Now we've got like 20 on our bush there.
I think we counted up to 23.
23. And, I don't know if it was 10 Pauline that gave us that.
Could have.
I'm not sure. You know, that was the kind of presents they gave, like, yeah, in the curly tree that's
right,
still going crazy, and the bamboo.
Right.
And all three of those are growing.
I read up on the, even if it wasn't from you, thank you. We're thinking about you.
Thank you for the curly tree.
But I will say that, we did look up the bird of paradise, and evidently it takes 6 years for the bird of paradise to really take seed in the ground. So every year it's super prolific, and we love to go out there like little kids. You know, there's very few things that make us feel giddy, and that's one of them. Like, oh my gosh, look at the bird of paradise stalks. How many? Count the stalks.
It does, and we have a good time doing it. Now, before we take a break, I want to get into the election results for people who don't know what it is. Linda has it, but do you want to do it? You want me to?
No,
do it?
You go 800, ahead.
800 votes to processed as of Friday. The vote on the recall, Kevin Cry is beating that back by 48 votes. He picked up an additional 2 votes. As of the yes votes, District 1 were 46-12, and the no votes, 46-60. Another overwhelming election result here. Still 800 votes to be counted. Alan Long still holds 50.21 of the vote. If he drops to 49.9 runoff, it looks like it'll be Laura Hobbs, if that's the case. In District 3, Mary Rickert and Corky Harmon, looks like they're going to be in a runoff. And Matt Plummer still running at 59% over Patrick Jones, who had 49. Measure C is a resounding yes, which means term limits. And Measure D, which established Shasta as a charter county, Looks like it's going to win. 56% of the votes compared to 44 no's. There we are. So, and we've got to take a break. I think Anne Marie's going to be calling in a couple minutes with the community calendar. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about Arthur the King, a movie we saw.
But we will, moving forward.
Yeah. 7:30, Grange is coming on. 8 o'clock, we have the Good News Rescue Mission. We're going to do a big catch-up with Jonathan Anderson here. All right, let's take that first break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance has got all your insurance needs under and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy started this business in 1993. And I've been helping families since then, and business owners and everybody since the day she opened. Two different branches. So if you've got questions about insurance and State Farm, just stop writing policies in California. Just stop. And you know what that means. You have questions about your retirement plans with gas at $4.77 a gallon and inflation going nutso. Maxwell Insurance is financial. You need to call. Call Judy for a free review and evaluation of all your insurance plans, your financial management plans. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Transfer options to four-year universities, highlighting how Shasta College's transfer guarantees with all the California State Universities and six of the Universities of California. That's Tuesday, March 26th via Zoom, 6 to 7 p.m. Learn more about how your student can save money and time by transferring from Shasta College. For questions, call Enrollment Services at 530-242-7790 or go to shastacollege.edu.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
In the world.
Yeah.
You are.
It's a beautiful day. Yeah.
It's always a beautiful day.
Turn up that highway between Redding and Sacramento to make sure that parents are well, and my dad's still going through all the processes of, you know, getting out of the hospital and getting him on his feet, you know, and those kinds of things. So anyway, we do have our updated calendar, and it's our good friend Anne Marie, who calls in every Monday and tells us what's happening for the calendar. Good morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. It is a jam-packed week this week on the calendar. Today, Monday, March 25th, as we mentioned earlier, is National Medal of Honor Day. Created during the Civil War era, the Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration for valor in combat. Some other dates to note this week are National Vietnam War Veterans Day, which will fall this year on Good Friday, March 29th. And this Sunday is Easter Sunday. As we begin our community calendar, there are a couple of job opportunities available. Caltrans District 2 will be at a career fair on Tuesday, March 26th, at Simpson University in Redding from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Wednesday, March 27th, they will be at the Lassen County Fairgrounds in Jensen Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the Lassen County Job Fair. In addition, Caltrans District 2 will be at another recruitment event in May. And for more information on all these job recruitment events, they can be found on Caltrans District 2 Facebook page. The Veterans Home of California Redding is hiring. To check out job listings or for more information, visit calcareers.ca.gov. And be sure to also check them out on Facebook at Home Veterans Home of California Redding on Facebook. A donation drive currently taking place is the March to End Hunger Food Drive, going on through the month of March. Items in need include canned foods such as soups, tuna, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, along with other non-perishable and packaged foods. Donations can be dropped off at the Big Spring Food Drive taking place Wednesday, March 27th from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Tri-Counties Bank located at 1327 South Street in Redding. For more information or to view the event flyer, visit the Good News Rescue Mission online at gnrm.org/nhunger. Donations will go to the mission and to Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank. You can enjoy coffee with local law enforcement as the Redding Police Department presents their Coffee with a Cop event on Wednesday, March 27th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at 1504 Market Street in Redding, The Art Hunger. This event is in partnership with Dutch Bros Coffee and Viva Downtown. For more information, visit Redding Police Department on Facebook. Wednesday is a very busy day this week. You can also help support a fundraiser benefiting the Caring Heroes organization. Jersey Mike's in Redding will donate 100% of all sales to Caring Heroes, which is a local nonprofit horse rescue organization that offers support to our military veterans, first responders, and their families to help ease the effects of stress. stress. Also on Wednesday, March 27th, the city of Anderson will host an Easter egg extravaganza, special needs egg hunt for those 18 and under at the Anderson River Park Splash Pad, located at 2800 Rupert Road. The event starts at 6 p.m. The event is free, but they are asking that you kindly pre-register. And you must pre-register by today, Monday, March 25th. This event is weather permitting. For more information, call 530-378-6656. And you can also pre-register online at ci.anderson.ca.us. That's the city's website. On Friday, March 29th, check out Peter Rabbit's excellent glow-in-the-dark egg hunt, located at the California Soccer Park at 9800 Old Oregon Trail in Redding. The cost of this egg hunt, glow-in-the-dark one, is $7 per child. The event gates open at 7 p.m., and there will be vendor booths and games to start. At 7:45, the first age group of youngsters, 5 and under, will start, followed by those 6 and older around 8:15. All tickets will need to be pre-purchased, and you can do so by visiting readingrecreation.org. No tickets will be sold at the door. Participants are also being asked to bring a basket or a bag to use in the egg hunt. Also on Friday, you can check out the opening of the Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival, 2024, the Year of the Dragon, at Turtle Bay Botanical Gardens from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. According to the event listing on the Turtle Bay's website, the event will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens, giant illuminated displays, themed music and animation, glowing swings and bubbles, food and drinks by Mosaic Restaurant, and much more. Ticket price varies, but Turtle Bay members will receive $5 off each ticket purchased. The Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival, starts this Friday and will be available Wednesdays through Sundays, with a few exceptions, through May 26th. For more information, head over to Turtle Bay's website at turtlebay.org. The city of Anderson will also host a traditional Easter egg hunt on Saturday, March 30th, for those 2 to 12 years old at Anderson River Park, the soccer field slash softball field. The first age group will start at 9:30 a.m. This event is also weather permitting, and it's free. They do ask that you pre-register, and again, they are asking that you pre-register by today, Monday, March 25th. For more information, call 530-378-6656 or visit the city's website, ci.anderson.ca.us. And finally, on Easter Sunday, March 31st, the 55th annual Shasta Lake Easter Egg Hunt will take place at Claire Ingle Park, 1525 Medium Avenue, and will start at 9 a.m. There will be a pancake breakfast afterwards at the Shasta Lake Lions Hall, located at 4121 Shasta Dam Boulevard. For more information, visit cityofshastalake.org. And that is just a sample of your events taking place this week.
Wow.
I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne Marie. Wow. Yes. You know what? If you want to go, there's no reason not to go on an Easter egg hunt.
And
there are enough
all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
You have your choice. Yes. Well, happy Easter, everyone, and I will catch you next week.
Thank you.
And that is brought to you by
Siskiyou Insurance Company. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Redding. Their phone number is 530-224-2345. Curtis Byron is the one that's that contacted us about the sponsoring our community calendar. And, by the way, we're also getting ready to start a new segment on our show. We're working at it right now to have our person back on the streets, and I think this is going to work out, where she goes out and asks questions, topical questions, things that are going on. And then we'll record those and edit them and be on our show on every Friday starting at 7:15.
She's has a major in entertainment, I think, in music. And she has got a great personality, so it's going to be really fun to follow when this does happen. We're going to follow. We're going to take a break when we come back.
We are looking for a sponsor for that. Yeah. If you'd like to sponsor that, it's a very reasonable sum.
And she goes out on the street. She asks a question of the week, and we're not really sure what that's going to be. And it could be on the Sundial Bridge, in the mall, anywhere that she decides.
That's
and you kind of get a variation of people's responses with the one question. And we've had three different reporters, a couple from Simpson College, as they were going through college, that are doing it. And this particular person has already gotten her degree and is in making her roots back in Reading. And so we think it would be a good fit. Anyway, just to let you know, we're working on that now. It should be something fun to bring to you for this summer season coming up, this portion of the show. Speaking of Easter, if you want to, I'm going to say, bring a couple carrots home to your wife or your husband. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. Now, if you want to go in and look at watches or estate jewelry or anything that's in there, you know, they are really your great neighborhood jewelry in the fact that you can trust them. It's family owned. They've been with us since the day we started here, which is 15 years on air. And we just would take anything that we consider valued or treasured and know that they are going to give us, they're going to give us their best shot. Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. Coachmaster your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. 25th of March, 7:35 in the morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know how you have two kids, right? And one just reaches over, touches the other one.
Uh-huh.
You got that?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm doing that to her. And she's just looking at me because I know that she's going to react and hit me with something. But until then,
just Sarah, ignore.
Got you again.
Just ignore the thing.
Hey, on Saturday, April 27th, Wind River Event Center, going to be the 30th annual Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. It's going to have their big dinner and, games, auctions, drawings for guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, and special stuff for the ladies. That's right. That's going to be at the Wind River Event Center. It starts at 5 p.m. For more information, go to scireading.org or stop through here. We got some. Oh, I guess they're all gone. all of our pamphlets here, all of our handouts. Well, that's good. People are going to go to it. And we're going to it, and we always have an outstanding time. It's just really a good time. A lot of great stuff happens. And all the money stays around here, and it helps for scholarships, for hunting, for environment, and for conservation.
Are you emceeing that this year?
I am.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, we're here with JT.
Good morning. What a great way to start the week, hanging out with the bots at the radio
get
station.
Get in closer to that. Pull that over there next to you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are we on now?
Yeah,
here we are.
John Cicella.
Yes.
Hey, we're talking about the Reading Grange.
Number 446. Go, shoot. Tell us
here
what's
we go.
Going on.
Yeah, here we go. All the Granges, but we're Reading Grange number 446 is going to kick it off our fundraiser on the 7th of April here in a couple of weeks on a Sunday like we do every year. I know you've been there, and you know how good that lunch it is. Actually, it's a 1 to 6 event, and spaghetti, meatballs with all the fixing. This is our fundraiser we do every year for our scholarship fund.
Yes.
And we'd love to have your support. We'd love to have you down there enjoying a meal. Don't cook that day. And we're making it even easier because we got a great drive through. Set up for you. So if you don't feel like coming in and sitting down and being comfortable inside, we have a little raffle going. Like I said, we're at 1 to 6. At 5 o'clock, we'll start a little raffle. We've got some of our vendors and friends in the neighborhood businesses donate some wonderful things, and we'll be raffling that off. We've got a table or tables full of homemade desserts that our ladies and gents will be baking up, a lot of cupcakes, brownies, things like that. So it's worth coming inside. But if you're in a hurry and just want to have a really good meal, you can just drive up and we'll hook you up.
Well, one thing I will say is that anytime you go to any event at the Grange and the Sons of Italy and their wives or their, I don't know, you know,
Sons and Daughters.
Sons and Daughters of Italy?
Yes.
Okay, so the food is excellent.
Yes.
It's the best. We did the Back Horse Country Men. What are they called, Carl?
The Back...
Backcountry.
Yeah, something I mixed up.
Backcountry Horsemen of California.
Right, and you guys
Shasta
did the food.
Trinity chapter.
And you did the food, yes. And the food was great, and the bartending. Oh, it's just a wonderful location. So can you share with our listeners when, because it used to be just the Sons of Italy, now the Sons of Italy and the Reading Grange, when did it become, share with us what that means.
Here's the history starting back in the 30s, you had the Grange. You had the Grange, was there. They owned the building. We still do. And actually, 40 years ago this year, the Sons of Italy at the time, started a leasing program. They needed a place to have a home and have their businesses and have their, meetings and have events and stuff. And we've been doing this for 40 years now. And it's a great, a partnership for both organizations and the community. The Sons of Italy, now the Sons and Daughters of Italy, has a bigger membership. They put on all the events. I know you guys know them because you're there so often. We were there with you with the Backcountry Horse,
right.
Another great event. And it's just a great partnership. Neither organization would be there if they hadn't partnered
Okay,
up.
Got it. That's great.
So, like I said, the Grange owns the building. And for 40 years, everybody knows it at the Sons of Italy Hall, which is... It's the Reading Grange / Sons of Italy Hall. Great partnership.
So this is the fundraiser for specifically for scholarships.
For the Grange Scholarship Program, yes.
Right.
We're hoping to get a couple of $1,000 scholarships out for some very deserving local North State seniors. And, again, the Sons of Italy folks will be there helping us. And, again, what better meal than the spaghetti and meatballs that we serve up? We do it very, very well. Linda, you commented on the food.
Oh,
although
fabulous.
At the Backcountry Horseman, we had that wonderful barrel-cooked chicken
and
tri-tip.
It was so good.
It was wonderful. You guys do a great job.
We got a great kitchen.
Take pride in your food.
And you all will lease out the hall to groups or not?
No, not really, because our schedule is such we don't have that. We have very few open dates, and the insurance situation is such because you've got to have quite a bit of insurance on that.
You know what?
So,
that is, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because we were looking at like renting a local theater here just for a one night show, right? The insurance cost. I mean, you would have to sell tickets at if you're going to cover the cost of insurance, it was just ridiculous.
You're exactly right, Carl. And we're holding our breath now like all the other businesses. We just squeaked in. We were the very last organization in the whole state of California to get our fire insurance. We had fire insurance the longest time.
Who'd you get it by?
We got State Farm.
Yeah, see, State Farm just pulled out.
Yeah, they closed the doors right behind us.
Yeah. Well, we heard one other person. And the only reason he got it was kind of like you've been in forever with them, and their agent had to fight for them be able to get to be able to just extend their insurance. And see, when you look at how much they want for the insurance to rent one of these places, it's just crazy. And that's what you have to think about, by the way, when you look at the Cascade Theater and you look at Axiom and you look at a Riverfront Playhouse and these other places. Part of that cost is insurance.
A big part of it.
Part of it is insurance.
You're exactly
so
right.
The Spaghetti Feed fundraiser, again, mark your calendars. It's April 7th, 1 to 6 p.m. Eat in or take out or drive through. Spaghetti and meatballs, your salad and your garlic bread. This is a perfect time, like you want to take a meal over to the people who just moved in. Welcome to the neighborhood. Or say you're taking something over to an elderly person that can't really do their food, or somebody just got out of the hospital or something. April 7th, you can do that. It's $18 per adult, $8 per child under 12 years old, and you also get dessert, cupcakes, and brownies for $1.
You hit it very good for us, and we appreciate that. You're right. Besides all the wonderful ideas you gave, there's one that's just like, I don't feel like cooking today. That's another good idea. You don't need to cook. You can't.
No.
The price and the meal for that money come by.
$18.
I would like to say one thing real quickly about there's four other Granges in Shasta County. There's Buckeye, there's Anderson, there's Palisadro, and there's Ono, who lost their Grange Hall during the Zog Fire.
Right,
they're the oldest of the group.
But they're rebuilding right now, aren't
they? They're getting ready to have a grand opening. Mm. We're waiting to hear from them on that. And I just want to say hats off. All the Granges are picking themselves up again. The membership was down across the board, and now we're coming back. And
did you say there's one in Palo Cedro?
Yes, it's been known as the Millville Grange for the longest time, and they're officially
reopening.
It's right
downtown, and I've been in there before for a couple of events. Yeah.
They're in Palo Cedro.
Right.
And, but I just want to promote all of them. We're working together. We're communicating, trying to help each other out at our different events. I'm sure there'll be members of all those Granges I just mentioned at our fundraiser. Come down and meet them. And, keep your eyes open. They all have Facebook pages. You can check them out. You probably have one in your neighborhood, so consider joining them.
John, also, you've been Italian of the Year. And since I started on radio, it's my first, at another station. It was really the first time I set roots down to not be on the road. And so then radio has been my life for the last, 16 years or 17 years here in Reading. And I met you a long time ago before I married Carl. And you've always been just a great guy in your green shirt coming around and promoting everything Italian and the Grange. And you've just been, a guy in the community who really is one of those pillars that cares about holding it up.
Well, thank you for tipping your hat towards me. Of course, introduced through the Whites, and they're the ones that ran the Festa Italiana.
Yes.
I was honored to be the top WAP that year, and I could say that because I am one. So I don't want to hear no political correct phone calls coming in.
Yeah, no.
Another great organization.
Come
great
on,
time. Just
I'm the Don Rickles era. Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, everybody was. That was a funny time.
Every man for himself.
Yep,
in woman. Okay, John, thanks a lot, and we will talk about this continuous.
Thank you for the time this morning.
Are you getting out? Every day you'll get a read reminding people about this.
Excellent.
All right.
And I'm sure we'll see you there.
By the way, if you've gotten all fired up about this, give John a call at area code 530-365-5978.
And on that, if you don't get your tickets ahead of time, you could buy them at the door. You could buy them at the drive-thru.
Yeah. I guess so. You can just come in and find it.
All right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. This is Carl and Linda. See you on the other side.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Events Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Reading Rancheria.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free T-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, or as we call it, Dance Studio. Dance magic in the studio. Whoa! Somebody had blocked off the camera.
They do that on Sunday.
I don't know why they do that.
Then they don't put it back.
What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
They don't want people watching them.
I mean, okay, now I got to turn the computer back on, too. They turned the computer off?
Oh, well, guess.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, guys. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. Okay. We went to see a movie yesterday. We haven't been to a movie in a long time. So, did we see the big blockbuster Dune 2? Did we see any of these?
We were going to start off with that.
We were. But then we changed to a Mark Wahlberg movie called Arthur the King. What's that about? It's a true story, based on a true story. They changed the movie. The movie changed to set it from the United States. And what it is these survival adventure races that go for 5 days, 350 miles through jungles, mountain terrain, down rivers, in the ocean, four person teams. One of them has to be a woman. And this, you know, so they compete in these. Mark Wahlberg played the leader of the team, driven to do this, made a poor decision in the one before, had to end on the first day.
I think he had been doing it for years.
But
he'd
been doing it
years.
For years. Right.
And it's just one of those things,
it
like,
was his
wouldn't
last
you,
chance.
Couldn't you just, I think a lot of people could really relate to the fact that it just, he never had something he could complete in his life. There was something missing. And so, his wife was on his team. Now they're married. She has a baby. So she's not going to go out. And so she supports him and says, you know, he had to go somewhere and get, sponsorship so he could take a team over to, was it Ecuador or they did it in Dominican Republic?
They said Dominican Republic, but in real life it was in Ecuador. Now, it changed from real life. You know, they made it in the Dominican Republic. They made him coming out of America because the story happened. The team came out of Sweden.
In real life.
In real life. But here they had him come out of Colorado. Anyway, the story is this. They start to compete, and this dog shows up. And this dog
He fed a couple of meatballs, too, at a rest spot. And the dog starts traveling with them. 350 miles this dog goes with this team. It, you know, it's, they named him because the dog said, you know, the dog would just sit there quietly and then run along with them. In the movie, of course, it saved their lives by, you know, barking at them before they fell off the cliff. Okay, I know I'm telling you these things, but that was in the previews. Anyway, the dog goes with them the whole trip. The whole trip.
And we're thinking, as we're watching the movie, is this, come on, you know, like they're doing kayaking and they can't take the dog, they're not allowed to, but the dog jumps in the water. And, well, the beautiful thing is that...
Are we going to tell people how it ends?
No. After the movie, you see real pictures.
Yeah. Of the
real people.
Of the race.
And the race.
And afterwards.
And the dog in the water next to the kayak.
Yeah.
And so, the dog in the kayak.
Anyway, it's a feel-good movie. Now, is it going to be – it's not an Academy Award, but it's a feel-good
it's
movie.
It's a family movie
it's
for
family
sure.
It's a family movie for sure. Now, you've got right in front of you all these – all the money they've spent, Disney and all these, on these billion-dollar, hundreds of millions of dollar movies are failing. The ones that are making it right now are things like – Ghostbusters with Bill Murray, some of the original people. There's no political commentary. They're just entertaining movies. Like Tom Cruise broke that code a long time ago. You make entertaining movies and people will show up for these movies. There's several other,
Ghostbusters, Frozen Story was the top grossing film, then Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Immaculate, which I don't.
Arthur the King is there.
And
number
Arthur
four?
The King, that's right.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a movie that will bring a tear to your eye, but make you feel good, Arthur the King. It's, or you can wait. But I don't, there's many movies I just don't go see. To me, there's nothing in them that resonates with me. Now, Dune 2, another one that is we saw Dune, the original Dune, then Dune this, and then the remake, and now this other one is coming out. We may or may not go see that. Okay, enough of that. Shasta Board of Supervisors is meeting on this Tuesday, if I get it right. And they're going to talk about a $12 million court settlement. What is that? What's the $12 million for?
Hello, could you please go back to where you started? All of a sudden you said $12 million. Who's they?
Well, that's just it. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors is set to vote on Tuesday on whether to approve transferring $12 million to its risk management account in order to cover a recent unanticipated negotiated settlement. But who the county has reached a settlement with remains a mystery. It's on the consent agenda, which means they can just, yep, we're going to vote on it, and that's all we have to say. However, the settlement was previously approved by the Board of Supervisors, but board members on Friday and Saturday said they either did not know who the county entered into a settlement with or could not say. Now, Tim Garman said did not know what the money was to be used for and said he plans to ask for more information. I mean, but they'd already voted on it once, Tim. You mean you didn't know? You voted on a $12 million settlement and you didn't know what it was about? I mean, that's what it says here. I have actually had the item pulled because there was not much on the item that was there. I know nothing more than you know. So I pulled the item. To have that put on consent, that's something not quite right. Okay, I can understand that. But if you believe the record searchlight, and there's times that they're wrong. The settlement was previously approved by the Board of Supervisors. Maybe Tim wasn't there that day. Anyway. So, that'll be interesting to see who gets the $12 million. Was that a lawsuit against us, or who? Was it a, I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I still don't understand the $12 million.
Well,
can you just sum it up?
It says a court settlement that says that The county of Shasta is putting $12 million into a court settlement, but nobody knows what it's about.
Wow.
That's what I said. And the county has reached a settlement with who is, they don't know.
Okay.
That's just what I said.
Okay, but I mean, we're still getting in and out of cars, going around corners, going, that's kind of a strange article to say that there's $12 million that have been put into a settlement, but they don't say who it is and why.
Yeah, that's what the question is. No, you're looking
at me incredulously. Is that bad reporting? Is that bad reporting, or is that just?
No, but the thing that's weird is that Tim Garman says, I don't know anything about this. And yet they'd already voted on it. So there's something wrong. Either the article's wrong.
Right.
Tim wasn't there. Tim was checked off the net. Or they just did it, you know, in secret, which I don't think they can do that. I think it has to be in front of the board
right.
to settle like this to get the...
We will look into this.
But not real hard. We'll find out. We'll be right back with Jonathan Anderson of the Good News Rescue Mission.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump is up against it today. He must pay a more than $450 million bond in his civil fraud case or risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he did have the bond money. A business deal involving Truth Social bring him billions. The New York civil fraud case, part of what the former president describes as a political vendetta against him, designed to damage his White House campaign. Mr. Trump says it's another example of election interference. President Biden continues urging Congress to pass emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as a so-called border security bill.
In a weekend statement, the president said the House must pass the bipartisan national security supplemental to advance America's national security interests. The emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel has been bogged down in Congress for weeks. Mr. Biden also called on lawmakers to pass the bipartisan border security agreement, but that deal collapsed last month when Republican senators ended months of negotiations with Democrats. And now Congress is on a two-week recess. Greg Clugston, The White House.
As President Biden campaigns for re-election at a furious pace, his 2024 rival Donald Trump has been forced to deal with the numerous legal challenges thrown at him by his political foes. Mr. Trump has held just a single campaign event since locking up the Republican presidential nomination 13 days ago. Biden, meanwhile, has been barnstorming the country. Bruised and battered, four suspects in the Moscow-area terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom. ISIS claims responsibility for the assault that killed almost 140 people. Ukraine denies Vladimir Putin's claim that it had a hand in the deadly attack. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 116 points. The Nasdaq is off 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oil and investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least 25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
The Irish government under new management.
Ireland is poised to get its youngest ever premier, as 37-year-old Simon Harris has become the elected leader of the Fine Gael party. Harris will replace Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation last week. Harris, who's been the coalition government's further and higher education minister, was the only candidate to put his name forward to succeed Varadkar. Varadkar himself had been Ireland's previous youngest prime minister. In his victory speech, Harris said this was a moment for Fine Gael to reconnect with the people. Karen Chamas, London.
The southern African nation of Malawi has declared a state of disaster over drought in 23 of its 28 districts. President says it needs more than $200 million in humanitarian aid. Malawi is the latest country in the region to have its food supply crippled by a prolonged and severe dry spell. News and analysis, townhall.com. Israel's out with a statement concerning its recent raid on a Gaza hospital used as a base of operations by Hamas.
Israeli military says it's killed more than 170 militants and detained about 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital that began a week ago, calling it a blow to Hamas and other armed groups, it says, had regrouped there as the war nears the six-month mark. Karim Ayman Hafat, who lived in a five-story building near the hospital, says he huddled in the kitchen for days while explosions sometimes caused the building to shake. I'm Charles Villatesma.
A magnitude 6.9 earthquake has hit a remote part of western Papua New Guinea, killing at least three people, causing extensive damage to roughly 1,000 homes in the area, the region already dealing with widespread flooding. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's National Medal of Honor Recipient Day. Christina's in there. She's playing Sulu
and
on our Starship Free Fire Radio.
And we call her our brilliant little Ukrainian who came in here and pressed a...
Princess.
That pressed something in
the
computer.
I said, why isn't this coming on? And she goes over and pushes the right button. Yeah. And she says, that's right, Carl. That's right, Carl.
We love you.
Good morning. I love you with all my heart.
Well, we love you too.
Jonathan's probably sitting here thinking, ooh,
what
I don't know if I should be comfortable or not. No, this is how we talk with each other. It's beautiful.
This is great. And the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 45 degrees. That's right. We're going to have 66 today. That's it. And I'm going to give you a brief forecast. What the National Weather Service is bringing you, decreasing clouds tonight with overnight lows of 41. Tomorrow, Tuesday, calls for sunny with a high near 66 and overnight lows tomorrow night with about 46. Now, as we progress, you've got those 2 days of beautiful weather. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have showers. And that will be around 55 throughout the week, the rest of the week, with, again, showers. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. 365-3793.
A family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and is a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, now I'm giving away two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo April 6th and 7th. You can go either day. It's down at the Civic Auditorium. It's going to be great. Veterans, by the way, is... It's free on Sunday for veterans. But 530-605-4567, and you score your tickets. And guess what? I'm going to throw in $10 worth of beer, Black Bear Diner Bucks. So, yeah, you know, if you go down to breakfast, and then there's $10 off your meal, plus the tickets. First person to call, 605-4567.
Okay. April 6th and 7th.
We're here with Jonathan Anderson, who is the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a movie, from the Good News Rescue Mission. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, we're glad to. So, it's been forever.
It's been a long time.
How long have you been in your position?
This is my 10th year.
I can't believe it. I've been watching you, and I was telling Carl, I said, you can tell that Jonathan is a fit person. And I would think, well, kudos to you for that. You could tell that you, you know, what is like your routine?
have.
I know it's personal, but I mean, you have to be in that place.
Are we talking about Jonathan's body?
Well, no, I think you have to be really, you know, you're dealing with the mission, and that's heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy.
There's heavy work there. And so I would think that you would want to be, you know, where you're strong in your mind and your body and your health.
Yeah.
And you could tell that you take pride in who you are as a human being with your physical part of your body, too. I know it sounds like I'm digging a hole, but I think it's important
that you
do that in order to be able to have the strength of mind to be able to deal with what you do on a daily basis.
It's true. It's the job is extremely difficult at times. You know, working with the population we do is not always easy. So it's mostly mental. And you know what? I do a lot of fishing. I do a lot of hunting intentionally with my family. And I do a lot of silent retreats at the monastery in Vina.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, so I like to go down to the monastery there. You know, spend a week in just silence and solitude and reflect. And so that's, you know, I do those things. I read my Bible, I pray, all of that, but it's just keeping centered, keeping that core. That's what I have to do. Yeah.
So kind of share a little bit with us, because I've never talked with anybody that has, I've read about it, but I haven't really known anybody that goes to Vina with, you know, the monastery, the monks there, and then has this week or 3 or 4 days of being in silence. How did you begin? How did you start doing that?
Well, I actually started in college, just, you know, having my background, my degree in Bible and theology, all that. First monastery I went to was in France, Tizay, France. Went there for a month right out of college. That was interesting. And then locally, yeah, the monastery in Vina is just beautiful. So I'll tell you, the first time I went, I was so burned out. I didn't realize it. I got there, I fell asleep, I woke up, and I was just confused. My head was in a fog, and I'm thinking, what in the world? Like, I know I was asleep, but it's the same time. Well, I'd slept for 24 hours straight.
Mm.
I was just so burned out, right? And so it's good, like, being able to get away and just take a break from all the chaos of society, clear your mind. It just centers you, and it gets you in a place where you can start to think about the future again and have vision and be on fire for what you do. Yeah.
Love that. That's
great.
Infectious. You can feel that from you. So you also, like you say, you intentionally go fishing with your family and hunting.
Hunting. That's we're big into hunting.
And so you take your source your food, and the family knows when we have this at our table, this is where it came from. There's a lot of spirit. There's a lot of spirituality in that.
There really is. We try not to purchase any meat from the store if we can help it. We try to hunt all our own meat, and so that's good. We've got a lot of freezers, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I see you every so often on Facebook. You take the kids out and all that, which is another way to, in my opinion, to center yourself.
It's so good. Yeah. To me, family's number one. Number one. So that's my biggest investment.
And speaking of feeding people this week, this Wednesday.
Yeah.
March 27th.
Yep. We've got the March to End Hunger food drive. Yep. We're doing that with Connected Living. That's going to be awesome. We're happy this year to really partner up with other agencies, in the community. It's a big focus of ours going forward is to increase our community partnerships. And so that's going to be good.
Well, now this is going to be at Tri-Counties Bank on 1327 South Street. It's going to be this Wednesday from 7:30 to 1:30. And they're looking for canned goods, but will you take like boxed goods and those kind of things?
We'll take boxed goods as well. We'll take anything you want to donate.
And we talk about Good News Rescue Mission, but there's other people that I know that you all help, and that Dignity Health and their Connected Living helps, that they're working families, but all of a sudden they have a rock thrown through their window and things get tight at the end of the month, and this really helps them out.
It helps.
They're working hard. The kids are in school. But this can really, you know, can save them a couple hundred bucks, which you think a couple hundred bucks is so important to many of our families out there.
You know, people don't realize this, but, you know, there's about 180,000 people or so in Shasta County.
Yeah.
There's around 60,000 that live below the poverty level in Shasta County. You know, it's about a third of our county lives below the poverty level. So events like this are huge for supporting families. It's absolutely huge. Yeah.
Well, and now, I mean, we look at, you know, just filling my gas tank yesterday. I'm driving around with, in changing, if there's 1 cent, if it's 1 cent cheaper, $4.45. So imagine if people take their kids to a basketball game where they go.
How about they go to work?
Just trying to keep the family involved. Something has to give if you're driving.
Yeah.
So we're here with Jonathan Anderson of Good News Rescue Mission. When we come back, let's talk about that you've just closed on the large community day center. We're going to find out more about that, where that is and what that looks like, as well as the journey home that's still in.
Still doing it.
Still doing it, yeah. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR. This portion of the
It's Monday. It's brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, local board of directors. They've got all their branches are around here. One's down in Red Bluff on Riverside Way. Two right here in Redding. One on California Street. The other on Hartnell. They're at the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura. Now, Cornerstone has been open for like 17 years, and they've been running or moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community, and we're happy there. If you're thinking about it, you can just walk into one of those convenient branches or go to bankcornerstone.com for more information. We'll be right back with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Events Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Redding Rancheria.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first 9 players to sign up for a limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be 2 hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the dance studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning here on the 25th of March. It's about 49 degrees out there. Looks like we're going to have a good day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst has been with us since the beginning, since we opened up this station. He may have even been with me when I had a show over at another station. But I can tell you what, nobody repairs windshields better than Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff not only fixes it, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, for some reason, maybe the phones were mixed up, we've got two tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. This is the first time in history that we've put out tickets and nobody's called in. And like I said, I'm going to add $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Tickets are good for April 6th and 7th.
There you go.
And
Sportsman's Expo.
Veterans free on Sunday, so you don't need these tickets if you're a veteran. But you may want to be bringing somebody along, and this is so much fun. You know that you get to see so many things. Of course, hunting, fishing, and all outdoors. Give us a call at 530-605-4567 for these two tickets. We are with Jonathan Anderson this morning. Before we broke to take our a commercial break, we were discussing the large community day center that you've closed escrow at. Tell us all about that, Jonathan.
Yeah, this is exciting. It's something that we in our community have been trying to do for about 10 or 12 years now. This idea of a full community day center. So, you know, people who traditionally you might see just lounging around the public library, in front of places of business, all that. We have a day center that all of those people can go to during the day. We have the resources available, computer labs, all the whole host of stuff.
Recharging stations. That's a big thing.
Absolutely. Dog park, dog kennels, everything.
Can they clean up
pretty
there?
Much everything. Yep. Shower facilities, laundry facilities, restrooms.
That's going to be great.
Storage facility.
Yeah.
All of that.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah,
okay.
So this is well-intentioned. It's a 8,000 square foot warehouse. This was, you know, a grant that we received from the state of California with the city of Redding. So that's awesome. The whole intention behind this is it's not the Good News Rescue Mission. It's not branded as the mission. This is a community day center.
Okay.
So we're overseeing this, but it is multiple nonprofits and social service agencies in their county agencies, city agencies, multiple agencies under one roof providing all the services that people need.
Finally.
Finally.
This is something I know you've wanted for, what, 10 years?
10 plus.
10
yeah.
plus. Now, where's the money coming for this?
Yeah, so this money specifically came from the state of California.
Okay. As a grant.
It was an encampment grant.
Great.
And that went through the city of Redding, and then the city of Redding City Council got to vote on who to award that to oversee this community day center.
And where will the location be?
So it's right on the campus that we're on right now. It's just a little bit south of us, and it's, you know, probably 200-yard walking distance from our main dining center. So we'll be able to provide food for everybody who's at the day center as well.
Well, what this does is this gives the police, when they go to places and say, well, I don't have any place to be. Yes, you do. We have a day center here where you can get cleaned up. You can charge your phones. You can get out of the heat, get out of the rain, get, you know,
yep,
get off the street, essentially.
And it's and you know, good point to that. The incentive behind this is we want it to look beautiful. We really want to have the amenities there that will draw and attract people. If people are there, they're not on the street.
That's right.
And that's huge. That's huge. You know, a lot for a long time you heard the stigma of, oh, well, people just, you know, they might come here for this place, that place. No, you want people to be here because then they're not on the street.
How many people can you put in there?
We'll see. We're in the design phase right now.
Okay.
And so we have preliminary designs coming through. We have our use permit that should be here this next week,
right.
And then we'll be able to go out to bid on that. So we'll be able to accommodate hundreds of people.
Well, here's the thing I think that was wonderful about this. One, gets people off the streets during horrendous times of the year, but it also gives them something to do where they can come in there, they can clean up, they can get charge their phones, whatever. You got places for their dogs, for their stuff. But it also is going to be a place that if they are having problems with drugs or alcohol, there'll be people there that are available to help them.
Exactly.
And so you're kind of like, it may take you weeks, but somebody may show up over there. And you, and we've gotten somebody else off the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
The big part after this will just be building out a full outreach team where we can be in the community doing outreach every day, just, you know, spreading the word and trying to get people out of encampments into the day center and then hopefully into resources where, they'll get their life back on track.
Well, my kids were just in Salt Lake City. And he's Dad, you can't believe Salt Lake City. This place is just so clean. He says they have an encampment for homeless. And if you're on the street being homeless, they pick them up and take them to the encampment where they can, and I don't know what the encampment looks like, but it's a place they can be and have the facilities they need. So what we've got here, besides the Good News Rescue Mission, is now this day center that's going to, I think it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, it is. And I'll show you some of the renderings later. It is beautiful what it's coming out looking like so far.
Well,
okay, now I'm looking on your site, and I'm seeing March 29th, which is Good Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just kind of looking around at some different things. This is great to hear about this day center and that's closed escrow. It's going to be happening. But you've got this interactive Walk to the Cross, Experience the Passion of Jesus happening on March 29th, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing an Easter anything? People are looking like, what do you need? What does the mission need? I know you always can use donations as far as dollars.
Yep.
But is there something that you need for the shelter? Or are you doing an Easter dinner?
Yeah, so we are doing an Easter dinner. We'll do a Good Friday service and Good Friday dinner. And then we'll do, you know, the Easter Sunday meal as well. So, and we welcome people to come down from the community and celebrate that with us. You know, this is important to know. Everything we do on the religious standpoint is not required in order for people to get services. It's all optional. Right. And so we're going to do this, the Stations of the Cross, basically. It's the Walk to the Cross. And so if people want to come down, experience that with us and have a meal with our guest. Oh, that's phenomenal. We would love that. So, yeah, come on down.
OK, so before we take a break, you got about 3 minutes for our listening audience. What do you need? Are you needing any kind of food or canned?
Yeah, we can always use, you know, non-perishable foods, the canned goods. That's always great. We love to be able to support a lot of the families who are housed, but, you know, they're on the line of potentially becoming homeless. So that's really good.
This is going to be a weird question, but can you use pasta if it's in, you know, its case?
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right, that's good because we anyway, all right, so any bedding, anything like clothes?
Yeah, you know, bedding is always great, too.
Okay.
We shelter, Gosh, we shelter almost 2,000 people throughout the year, so right. bedding is a huge need for us always.
Yeah, and you have
clothes
that,
are always great.
Your drop-off place. Let's talk about that because yeah. I've donated there before, but I'm not sure some people know it's behind the mission.
It's behind the mission, right on the corner of Grange and Veda Street.
Okay,
and it has a big white sign that says Good News Rescue Mission.
You need dishes or anything like that, or mostly
food mostly just food. Yep, mostly okay. just food. Pretty soon we'll start doing house furnishings because we have three sober living homes that we're renovating right now.
Okay.
And so we'll need to furnish those, but not yet. Not until
okay.
we're...
Wow. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that, too, when we get back.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I've been going to for, 16, 17 years. The thing about it is it's been there since 1960. Been around. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to make an appointment, you give them a call at 530-244-9478, or you can just stop by. If they have an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, but it's a great place to get a haircut. Never had a bad one. Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, it's right on the window. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Summer term course schedule is now available online for Shasta College. Priority registration will soon be starting, so beat the crowds. Contact a counselor if you need to, dust off the ed plan, and check out when your priority registration time is on your My Shasta or at www.shastacollege.edu. April 9th is for new and returning students.
Mm-hmm.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California. Welcome back.
Bring it on.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Here we are at 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. The only one around here with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, the XI system. Less pain, faster recovery times. They have the TAVR valve replacement where you don't have to have your chest popped open. They can just put it in through your artery, and it means just overnight in the hospital, make sure everything's okay, and you go home the next day. Cutting edge technology right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And speaking of cutting edge technology, we're here with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. And while right before we're going to interview him, if you want to win an American flag provided by the Flag Center, and enter into our free drawing, all you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name and your phone number. You can enter as many times as you want, and we will give away a flag this Friday at 8:15 in the morning. So 530-605-4567, 6665. Give us a call. Get your name on there. We're going to ask your name and phone number, and that's it. And you get thrown into the drawing. And we've given away so far 4 flags. People are real happy with them from the Flag Center.
Yeah, they're top of the line flags. Hey, Jerry called in, and Jerry,
Jerry or Gary?
I don't know if it's Gary or Jerry. 941.
Excuse me, it's Gary.
It's Gary. Okay. So you won the ticket for the Sportsman's Expo, along with how much did you were giving a Black Bear Diner?
I said 10.
All right.
I may make it 15. I haven't decided yet.
So, Gary, come by this morning and redeem your tickets.
Or whenever you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have
we're,
told
we're here with Jonathan and Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. We found out about the days. The day center is going to be starting. They've got it. They've got the money. Now they got to build it. 8,000 square feet, and it's for people to get them off the streets during the day and get them into the daycare center. So when people are laying around out there by the businesses, the police can say you have a place to go to, and you have to go there. Can they say you have to go there?
I don't know if they can.
I don't know if they can
to.
Say, but they can keep moving them until they
but
get
we
the
can,
idea.
We can encourage, and we're going to build the place.
Are you
going to
run
beautiful?
Like a, you could run like a little shuttle picking
that,
up people.
That's the hope. We want to build out a full outreach teams. My hope is to have 5 different outreach teams going to 5 different areas of Reading on a daily basis, and then you know people can call us and say, "Hey, I see someone over here." Business owner can call us. There's someone sleeping over here. Great. Our team will come out with compassion, and we're going to try to encourage the person to come over and take part of services.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be huge for our community.
Share a little bit of the Journey Home, what's happening with Journey Home? What is Journey Home, and what's happening with Journey Home?
Yeah, Journey Home, we started that up about 4 or 5 years ago, and that's just based off community donations. 100% of those donations go to buying people tickets, whether a bus ticket, airline ticket, whatever, to help help them get back to family who are living in other states. So it's for people who are not native to this area. They have family and friends in other parts, and we will help them get home. So since we've been doing that program, we've sent about 600 people home to their family and friends, and the responses back are incredible, just amazing. A lot of times, family members will call us, you know, 3 months, 6 months later, and just, you know, I've been looking for this person forever, and thank you for sending them home.
Oh,
they're doing
wow.
so well.
Great story.
So it's a beautiful program. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear, I would love personally, and I'm sure our listeners, with somebody who, you know, lost and wayward or whatever and then got to go home and then rebuild their life. Now, you've got a testimonial here from a woman named Kim. It's right on the front of your, when you talk about stories. And she says, to be in the situation where I had absolutely nothing, it was a big shock. Kim was not an addict. Instead, her financial, secure, and peaceful life was tragically interrupted when her partner threw away all of her personal belongings. She needed a safe place to go. So we can just see that in our mind's eye, you know.
Yep.
Rage, what rage does. Once I landed here and settled out of all fear and everything I was dealing with, I was safe. My needs were met. They gave me the foundation to be able to get back on my feet.
Yep.
Just that.
It's beautiful. You know, it's what we do every day. About 2,000 people throughout the year. So, you know, you have about 600 to 700 people that sleep on the streets, and that's what people associate with homelessness. You don't see the 2,000 people that the mission is sheltering, because that's a population that is not on the streets, and it's, we need to know that. You know, without the resources that we have here in this community, so many more people would be on the streets today. And so I praise a lot of the social service agencies in this community. We are a safety net from people just like Kim winding up on the streets and going into chronic homelessness.
So I'm curious, when people say, and I don't know if you've, you know, with your expertise, have found that with people, I don't need any help. I don't want any help. Do you think that after somebody then submits or surrenders, like, well, yes, I do need help, there's that moment of pride, vanity, embarrassment, shame, that I can do this on my own. I don't need to go into, like, maybe there's something around going to the shelter that's embarrassing. I don't know. Have you experienced this
100%,
kind? Okay.
100%. A lot of it boils down to pride and shame. You know, and so, like, one of our guys just gave his testimony and said, you know, I hit rock bottom, and then I realized that rock bottom has a basement. And so it's a true statement. You know, I was fascinated one day. I walked into the main shelter, and you know, there was a guy who had a suit on. He had a briefcase, but it was only half of a briefcase. His suit had holes in it, urine stains all over it. And, you know, what's going through his head is, as long as I'm wearing this suit, I'm at least a little bit better than somebody else who's here. And that's a pride issue, right? And we have to be able to dismantle the pride and help people dismantle the shame before we can help them through whatever they're struggling with. So that's the number one for us.
And that takes a special technique, a heart, a special person that can identify that, first of all, and be able to help a person do the walk.
Yeah.
When people are at that point, and, you know, he's wearing a suit that has seen better days by far, half a briefcase, you know, then it's not just I'm better off than somebody else, but there's something obviously that isn't clicking.
Yeah.
That he thinks that, okay, I'm ready to go. But at least something was in there thinking, okay, I haven't hit rock bottom yet.
Yeah.
Even though he may have. So it's the work you all do is just, it's amazing. And the BS you have to put up with from outside sources is also amazing. And that's the nicest thing I can say about it. That, you know, and people go, oh, where are tax money? You know what? Guess what? Bitch, whine, complain. What are you doing about it? Well, here's the Good News Rescue Mission. This is what they're doing. They're going to build an 8,000-square-foot facility. They're going to take people off the streets. Maybe that's all some of them need to get them started on the path.
Yeah.
But when you complain about things, my friends, what are you doing to help?
Man, thank you for that, Carl. That's awesome. We don't hear the praise too often, so that's great. I'll tell you, in that vein, you know, when you have, just think, 600-700 people who sleep on the streets right now, over the past 10 years, the mission has sheltered 13,000 unduplicated people, but you only see about 600 or 700 on the street today. That is a staggering number.
Yeah.
Actually, we just hit our 2 millionth meal that we have served over the past 10 years. So that's, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's
that's a lot of
large
meals.
Operation we do.
Mm-hmm. It is, and people I don't think understand just how big it is, how much it reaches out. And you think we got a problem now? Think about if the Good News Rescue Mission wasn't there.
Yeah.
Then take a look at your problem.
And when we come back, let's talk about what, of course, we have this a wide variety of people that listen to our morning show. Again, you know, moms on the way to drop off their kids, you know, people who work for the county and the state, et cetera, all over the map. But let's talk about when we get back about volunteering, where you could use your volunteer. Because I know you've got something on here about medical professionals, a few hours of, you know, chiropractic, nursing, dental, medical, you know, and your person to get in touch with on your website. Let's talk about, like, the meals, the cleaning, the staffing of when people are donating stuff. So let's talk about those needs when we get back after this break. We're here with Jonathan from the Good News Rescue Mission, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
nobody.
Us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing you this show. Oh, I'm just sitting here. Thank you very much. I'm reading the chat room, and you go, I'm listening to you every second. Every second. And you know who it's brought to you by? Us. There you go. We're paying for this. We're paying for this break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Toby Keith passed. Passed at age 62 several weeks ago. I really like the guy. You know, he put he was out there entertaining the troops all over the world, but especially in combat zones. He and Kid Rock. Yeah. Hey, we're here with Jonathan Anderson, somebody else that does great things.
Rest in peace.
Yes, somebody else that does great things for people. Somebody had a question here that, on the...
In the chat room.
In the chat room, and about when we help people get home. What happens after that? Are they, you know, are you checked on or anything like that? Which is a good question.
Yeah.
And your answer is?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our paperwork, we have our database. We place everybody into the database. We have the contact information of the people that we are sending them to. So we don't just send someone to a state. We send them to family. We send them to friends. And so there's somebody to receive them. We never want to be accused of just dumping, right?
Uh-huh.
And so 6 months down the road, we call. And we do follow-ups, and we check in on that person. And then a year down the road, we do another call.
Wow.
We check in. We also have them sign something.
How's it gone so far?
Exceptionally well.
Okay.
Overwhelming response is that now that they are back with family, that they are doing. I mean, we have so many people who have got their life back on track, and they have jobs now, and they're self-sustaining, and even they'll call us, you know, and just say thank you. Thing. Like I had
that's what
zero
they needed
hope.
Was to get out of what they were in the cycle of I don't know.
So it's about
things.
Breaking that cycle. That's what it's all about. So, you know, I mean, the programs are great. We spend lots of money on programs, but to me, every program is just an excuse to build relationship. Positive relationships are what make the difference, and so that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great question.
Well, it is, and thank you for that, Wisdom Winders. Because, you know, this was started, years ago, and then it kind of died out, but I guess you picked it up from there. So that is a good idea to get somebody out of here. They probably want nothing more than to go home.
Yeah.
They can't afford it, and there's drugs here, and so when they get home, they've got that little support system.
Yeah, and the drug scene in Reading is out of control.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, as you know, because we whine about it, but somebody threw a rock through our window. And the person's got a mental problem, but he's also got a meth addiction.
Yep.
But fentanyl, it seems, is fentanyl taking over from meth?
Yeah, fentanyl is laced into everything today.
Yeah.
It's just, and the potency of it is just, it's unreal. You know, we're seeing more and more people come into our facilities who are just beyond anybody's level of care. I mean, they're so far out of their mind that people cannot choose what is right for themselves anymore.
Well, what do you do then, Jonathan?
It's hard. For us, we really try to monitor the person, kind of babysit, if you will.
Yeah.
We would rather have them on our campus than have them roaming the streets where they're a danger to themselves and others. And so, you know, as they're coming down off of whatever high they might be on, that's when our staff will engage them and try to work with them. And it's a little bit of that harm reduction model. They're using. You can't expect that they can just stop today. So, you know, we're looking right now of partnering with other agencies that do medically assisted treatment. I think with the fentanyl crisis, everything's going to have to transition to medically assisted treatment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go into the next part here. Here's what Newsom said. He wants to put people in mental institutions that don't want to be. Now, that's what people say. What he's talking about is conservatorship.
Yeah.
When you've got people like you're just describing, can't take care of themselves, they're dangerous to each other, they're dangerous to themselves, and you can't do anything, to have a special court for conservatorships. Having helped somebody get a conservatorship, you've taken away all their rights.
Yep.
Once they've been put in a conservatorship, you've taken away all their rights. However, is this idea there to save lives or just to get people off the street? It can do both.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I've been a big proponent of conservatorship for a lot of people for a long time, but it's tricky how you implement it. You know, what opened my eyes, I did a ride-along with Brian Berg, Officer Berg, RPD, and we encountered a guy. He's 22 years old, and his feet are just filthy. His clothes is – I've never seen someone so dirty in my life. And Officer Berg looks at me, he's like, hey, you can try to have a conversation with him, but nothing will get through in his mind. And so I try to talk to this guy, and he is talking to someone else, imaginary, while I'm talking to him. And I've never seen someone so far off, and I just said, what's his deal? And he said, well, for about the past 7 years, he's been living in the sewer system in Redding, California. He sleeps in the sewers, and he comes out. There's nothing we can do. That's where conservatorship has to come in.
That's where you need to lock somebody like this up for their own safety, if
Absolutely.
Nothing else. Oh, my God.
How is it compassionate for us as a society to let people
live
in the sewers?
I don't agree with
Gavin Newsom. He's carrying. I'm sorry.
I don't agree with Gavin Newsom, bless his heart, on many things. But this is something I think, as bad as it sounds, oh, you're taking away a person's rights. Take a look at the people on the street and you think, are they better off? Is this something that's going to get them back online?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking, if you can visualize, I mean, the thought of it's like a little bit, what's the word I want to say?
The
stomach goes into think about somebody who's living
in the sewers.
Sewage. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to gag talking about it. And think about this human being that, would you let a dog do that?
Yeah.
If there was an animal that was living in the sewers, what would we do?
And your children. Would you allow your children to
exactly.
do that?
Exactly.
Or maybe his parents don't even know where he is.
Yeah.
So we know that through psychology, so arrested development happens. At whatever age you start enduring immense trauma or introducing drug abuse, you know, that's where your mental capacity, your developmental capacity is stunted. And so this guy probably started using or enduring trauma somewhere around 6, 7 years old, and now he's, you know, in his 20s. But he's got a 6-year-old, 7-year-old mentality.
Also, from what I'm, you know, we're starting to see these things, people saying, oh, weed's okay. Well, it looks like weed is not okay and is really starting to impact on teenagers, especially teenage females, if they smoke a lot.
And your brain, in the development
of
that, the organ,
think
about the organ of your brain.
Yeah.
Okay, one last thing here when we're talking about this. We had the gent that gave the class down at the Cascade on fentanyl to the kids, drugs and fentanyl. Over 100,000 people a year for the last few years have died from overdoses. A lot of it was fentanyl. He said if Narcan wasn't out there, you could double or even triple that number.
Yeah.
Are you seeing something like that? I mean,
Absolutely.
Do y'all have Narcan?
Yeah. All of our staff are trained with Narcan. You know what we're seeing right now? This is no joke. We are seeing people coming to us, just you know, family and friends of Carl or Linda. Hey, you have extra Narcan I could have in my purse, and well, why? Well, I have a grandchild, and what if my grandchild gets exposed to fentanyl? One of my nephews, he's a Stockton police. Man, he was searching a guy, pulled a baggie out, and it was fentanyl, and apparently got a whiff of it and knocked him right out. They had a Narcan and taken to the ER. I mean, this stuff is dangerous.
And that's why police have to have it, because they're handling people that have got fentanyl. They're going into houses where stuff's in the haze. And this is where you're seeing babies and little children having fentanyl overdoses because of that. Something horrible. But here's the good thing. Jonathan Anderson does not quit. Good News Rescue Mission does not quit. He's getting ready for that day center, collecting food. You never stop.
This year we started remodeling three sober living homes that we purchased.
Oh yeah, and that's so, right.
You know, that's a big component to this. We can help people get off of drugs. We can help people become mentally well. But there's no place for them to rent or live afterwards. So our big investment the next few years is going to be housing, investing in housing so we can start transitioning people into the homes.
Well, the veterans organizations have two houses that I know of, and they're building that one down in Shasta Lake, and it's working.
Yeah.
You get them off the streets, get them transitioned, and off they go into a successful life. So this is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jonathan, we've run out of time. We've got to do this more often, buddy.
Ah, I'd love it.
Yeah. And love having you on because, there's this light that's out there that you all have that's helping people, and you don't get you may get discouraged, but you never let it keep you from doing it. So
thank you, Carl.
Yep.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow, Amy Humane, and gosh, who else is on tomorrow? Big
Tuesday.
Surprise. It's Tuesday, but Haven Humane for sure. Okay, everybody, have a great day. I saw something in the news that said watch out for gusty winds, but I didn't see that in the weather report. But in case.
We could have 20 miles per hour tomorrow.
Okay.
On Wednesday.
Everybody have a great day and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.